Blog Talk Radio.
It is the Greg Squirrel Show right here with you on Monday night right here on Blog Talk Radio. Got our phone lines are open, 347-326-9073. 347-326-9073. So the hotlines are open if you want to call in. We also got our email at thegregsquirrelshow@yahoo.com. Or you can look me up on Facebook under Gregory Squirrel. I gotta say it. Thoughts and prayers go out to the people in Boston. Really not nothing that can be said. Another senseless, stupid act of terrorism, whether domestic or international, or whatever the word is they use. Just another stupid, unnecessary attack on the American people. So thoughts and prayers go out to the folks at Boston. Already some people out there chapping my hide, and I don't care if I ever hear from them again. For you, Dean Ambrose, otherwise known as Jonathan Good, for the comments that you made today, I hope you rot in hell. I mean, innocent people were hurt in that. And you sit there, and I'm glad WWE monitors your Facebook account, because they made you take the comments down. But for people who don't know what Dean Ambrose, Jonathan, his real name is Jonathan Good, wrestles under the name Dean Ambrose as part of the Shield on WWE. He posted a comment on Facebook that said, should WWE decide to make mention the situation in Boston today, that he was not going to participate. He would be standing in back, talking on the phone, talking to his mom, texting friends, picking his nose, that he was going to show no sympathy towards the people of Boston. That post lasted all of about 10 minutes before it was posted. WWE made him remove that post from his Facebook page. Diddy has the comment, has the balls to make the comment. You know, the good way to keep from getting fired from the WWE is to be a corporate ass kisser. His words. As far as I'm concerned, Dean Ambrose, if I'd have been Vince McMahon, and if I had any cojones of any size, I would have fired you on the spot. Those comments were unnecessary. You know, you think about that 8-year-old little kid that's dead because some piece of trash wants to blow up another bomb in one of our major cities. You sit and you think about that, Dean Ambrose. You think about that, I hope they saw somebody send you a picture of that little kid. And I want you to sear the image of that little kid in your head. I want you to sear the images of all those innocent people that were hurt for nothing. Some of them lost legs, arms. One lady got her jaw blown off and survived. I hope somebody sends you the pictures. And I want you to sear those pictures in your head, you piece of trash. You are no better than the people that blew up those bombs. When you sit there and you say you're going to show no sympathy or remorse for those people, then you are no better. You are... I'm glad you deleted me from your Facebook, you piece of trash. I hope somebody gets you a copy of this show, you piece of trash. Because I will have no problem if I ever see Dean Ambrose in person, Jonathan Good. I hope WWE fires your ass. Because if I ever see you in person, I'm going to tell you exactly what I think of you. Because I may be a nobody, I may be a little man with an internet radio show, but by God, I have no problem speaking my mind. And I have no problems telling people what I think of them. And my friend, you're nothing but a worthless piece of trash, and I hope Vince McMahon fires your ass. Once again, the Greg Squirrel Show, thoughts and prayers go out to the people of Boston. You fucking scumbag making a comment like that. Pardon my language, boys and girls, but yeah, I know. I get fired up. It's one thing for some idiot to do what happened today, to do it, but then you got these fucking idiots like Dean Ambrose, Jonathan Good. I'm not even going to call you Dean Ambrose. Best thing Vince McMahon can do is keep your butt off the TV tonight. And I'm asking people right now, if the segment comes around that the Shield appears on TV, I don't care how much you like them. I don't care how much you hate them. The point is, right now, we've got the band together. Whether it's against idiots like Jonathan Good, Dean Ambrose, whatever the hell you want to call him, whether it's these idiots that set off these explosives, these bombs in Boston, if the Shield comes on TV for the comments that he made, I ask everybody to turn the TV off for 5 to 10 minutes. Because that's what I'm doing from this day out. Every time I see the Shield on TV, I'm turning my TV off. And I ask everybody else to do the same. Maybe, just maybe, Vince McMahon will fire him. I doubt it because Vince McMahon really doesn't have any balls. He claims to, but it's obvious Vince McMahon doesn't have any balls. Or else he would have fired Jack Swagger when he got arrested for drunk driving and got arrested with drugs in his car. But no, he's on TV right now on their Monday Night Wrestling show. So obviously Vince McMahon doesn't have any balls. Son of a bitch. Anyway. I mean, it's all over the news. It's even on the sports pages. I mean, it's a tragic. In case anybody hasn't heard, Boston Marathon bombing kills 3, including an 8-year-old little kid, injures over 130 people. I mean, you got people that have lost arms, and legs. And like I say, one lady even got half her face blown off. So, I mean, I don't know what to say. I mean, let's just get on with the show. Keep my mind off of it so I don't blast somebody again. Word coming out of Louisville, Kentucky, that Nerlens Noel will enter the NBA draft. 6'10" freshman has decided to forgo his remaining career at Kentucky and has decided to go into the NBA draft. Good luck and good riddance. Out of our other news, Georgetown's Otto Porter Jr. has also announced he's going to enter the NBA draft. In case you are, I was very surprised. I watched USC USC on Fox or whatever it was the other night. Misha Tate against who was it? God, my brain just went blank. Kat Zagano. Got nasty knees. I mean, I thought the guys' fights were fun to watch. These girls got busy. And I actually thought there was a couple of times that Misha was gonna take it, but Kat Zagano held on, and so Kat Zagano will be her next title fight will be against Ronda Rousey. And what makes it even more interesting, the Ultimate Fighter, for the first time in however many years the Ultimate Fighter has been around, that Ronda Rousey and Kat Zagano are going to be coaches. And we'll talk about that when we get back around to the MMA portion of the program. So anyway, congratulations to Adam Scott. He walks away from the Masters, and just a great display. Him and Angel Cabrera, just great stuff right there. Adam Scott, your 2013 Masters champion, gets to take home a green coat. I got a green coat, but not like that one. So anyway, let's head over to the NFL page and see what's going on. NFL news. Mark Sanchez getting acquainted with the Jets' new offense. Just a lot of stuff going on. As you know, NFL draft going to be coming up. Number one, Leon Strip pick, Kansas City, Leon Sandcastle. That's pretty much a done deal. Let's look at the other transaction. Emmanuel Sanders, wide receiver, Pittsburgh. Re-signed a restricted free agent one-year contract. Derek Dinty, New York Jets kicker, signed a deal. Ray Quigley, punter, signed a deal with the Jets. And Rolando McClain, linebacker, signed a one-year contract with Baltimore. So that's the news pretty much out of football. Baseball. Looks a lot like this. Do you Miami. What is going on in Miami? I mean, I don't know, boys. Scott, transaction. Scott Kazmir, starting pitcher for Cleveland, sent to the minors for a rehab. Ian Stewart, Chicago Cubs, third baseman, sent to minors for a rehab. Cameron Lowe, Chicago Cubs, acquired off the waivers. And Toronto third baseman Brett Laurie sent to the minors for rehab. One thing I did want to talk about is the Chicago Cubs have officially unveiled a $500 million renovation project for Wrigley Field. They finally were able to get things worked out. And the nice thing is it's not going to detract from the rooftop viewers. That's one of the every ballpark has their little quirks. And the big quirk at Chicago is the fact that one of the little nostalgic things is the rooftops. And so that was one of the big drawbacks, that they were afraid that any work they did was going to block off the view from those rooftops. Well, Chicago did announce that part of their renovation project is none of the view from the rooftops will be obstructed. And if it is obstructed, it's going to be very little. So props to them for getting things worked out. Once again, phone lines are open, 347-326-9073. If you want to call in tonight, we'll be glad to have you on the air. Got a lot of great stuff to work on. Also got the chat room up and running. Once again, any comments or questions you want to post in the chat room, we'll be glad to get it on the air. If you want to go into my Facebook page, Gregory Squirrel, if you want to make a question or a comment there, we'll be glad to get that on the air also. And, of course, there's the email, the Greg Squirrel Show at yahoo.com. I am excited to announce that we are going April 27th, Springfield, Missouri. I wanted to go ahead and get this out here. Springfield, Missouri, we're going to be coming to you live. Well, April 27th, Springfield, Missouri, Uncivil War 12, Heroes. And you all heard me talk about this big show coming up. Proceeds from this show will be donated to the Wounded Warrior Project. And at least one fighter in every match will either be reserves, current servicemen on leave, or retired servicemen. So it's going to be a fun night. I know the last show up there at Springfield, it was standing room only. We were having to turn people away. Fire marshal came in, actually had to ask some people to leave. And Civil War being a great promotion, I offered those people refunds. So, I mean, once again, we want to fill this facility out. And hopefully, if we keep doing this, a lot more filling out this facility that we're going to be, that in Civil War will move to a larger venue. So, once again, April 27th. Don't forget, April 26th, going to be the weigh-ins at Legend Sports Bar at the Howard Johnson Event Center. That's where the show is going to be taking place. And we're actually going to do our show live from the venue, from Legends. We're going to do our show live Friday night from Legends. I'm looking forward to it. We're trying to have some of the fighters on the air talking about their fights. So, once again, we want everybody to mark that on their calendar, April 26th, our Friday night show. We're going to come to you live from the sports bar and have our show right there. And then the next night, on Civil War 12 Heroes. And don't forget, May 18th, especially after you watch May 18th, I've got a feeling that show is going to be off the chain. Especially after the fights I saw Sunday night between Misha Tate and Kat Zagano. I mean, I just got a funny feeling that this show is going to be off the chain. I got a call about an event on June 29th, 27th, 28th, 29th, end of June. So we're still hoping to hear from those folks as soon as we get confirmation. We're going to start pimping that show. And so a lot of great stuff going on. I mean, I was happier than, I was happier than antelope with night vision goggles because, I mean, I'm right in the middle of a swing right now. I got an event this weekend, next 4 or 5 weeks, I got some kind of event going on somewhere. And so I'm just excited in it. Hoping to be booking some more events. So, like I say, when I get those events booked, I'll be glad to pass it on to you guys. Once again, 347-326-9073 on the Excess Energy Drink Hotlines. I've been failing to mention my sponsor, Excess Energy Drink, Cherokee Entertainment Mobile DJ Services, Pro-Am Belts. I want to thank all these folks for being supporters of the Greg Squirrel Show. And, you know, we just look forward to getting it on. Let's get on with the scoreboard for today. Scoreboard looks like this. Boston beat Tampa Bay 3-2. St. Louis beat Pittsburgh 10-6. That's at the bottom of the ninth. Toronto shot White Sox 4-3. Cincinnati, Philadelphia 4-2. Washington beat Miami 10-3. In the bottom of the seventh inning, Minnesota 5, Angels 2. Mets and Colorado postponed. In the bottom of the first, Houston and Oakland are scoreless. And in the bottom of the first, San Diego and the Dodgers are scoreless. How about Kobe Bryant? I was wondering, I'm anxious to see. I am really anxious to see how the Lakers react to Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bryant's out. Gonna have ACL surgery. Gonna be out remainder of the season. So just gonna be interesting to see how they reply to that. I mean. Let's go to the scoreboard. I mean, really not a whole lot to talk about. Indiana and Boston canceled their game tonight, of course, after the situation in Boston. So, really not any other real big news outside of the LeBron situation. Scoreboard looks like this. Miami-Chicago, 105-93. New York-Indiana, 90-80. Philadelphia beat Cleveland 91-77. Toronto over Brooklyn 93-87. Denver 118, Portland 109. Dallas 107, New Orleans 89. Houston 121, Sacramento 100. And the Lakers 91, San Antonio 86. So, that's that. Oh! News out of college sports, especially the Arkansas Razorbacks. In case y'all didn't hear over the weekend, Chicago, pitcher for the Arkansas Razorbacks was arrested for kidnapping and some other charges. Well, he has been kicked off the Razorback ball team, which I think is a good move. Arkansas does not need that. I mean, what are these idiots that are gonna? I mean, they think they can get by with this stuff, and they just can't. So, so anyway, that's that story. Really not a whole bunch. ESPN and SEC were supposed to announce the SEC network. I believe it was the network. But we were going to address that today, but with everything with everything going on today, they decided they're going to delay that announcement for a couple of days. So anyway, looking at the nothing on the sports. Kevin Willard, that guy's a freak. He's already starting rehab on his leg after that big injury during the NCAA tournament. FIU hires Anthony Evans as their new basketball coach. Georgia sophomore Kentavious Caldwell-Pope is announced that he's going to enter the NFL draft or NBA draft. Trey Burke, Michigan, has announced that he is joining the draft. And Georgetown, Otto Porter has announced that he is joining the draft. So a lot of players. Do you think that's right? I mean, I know Kentucky is notorious for it. But it's all, you know, it's always been my opinion that if you're going to come play ball for me, I don't want no one and done. And some of my basketball friends out there, I'm going to direct this at you guys to answer. Do you think NCAA should pass new regulations that if you're going to come to college, you're going to stay at least 2 years? I think that's only fair to the programs because, you know, they pass up on a player to get you. And a lot of these kids, they have no problem admitting the fact that they're only staying 2 years or 1 year. But I think that, you know, and I know it's about the money and everything, but I honestly feel that NCAA needs to cut down on this. Because a lot of these kids, they, you know, they don't bother going back and finishing their college degree. And I know that little piece of paper don't mean a whole lot these days. But, I mean, look at Kevin Ware, you know. He gets hurt, and at least he's going to have that college degree to fall back on. Now, he's going to come back. He's going to ball. There's no doubt about that. He's going to come back. He's going to ball. He's going to ball hard. But he got lucky. Let's think about some other kid. Fresh out of high school. Let's use Kevin Garnett. You know, first one I can think of, went straight from high school to the NBA. He's gotten lucky, and he's had a successful career. But what if Kevin Garnett had flopped You know, he could have still gone back to school. And some of these other kids, they could still go back to school even if they get hurt. But the fact is, you know, because it's a lot easier these days. But the bottom line is, a lot of these kids, they forego college, unless they're super freaks. Forego college, go to the NBA, make, you know, and they make the money. They make bank. So that's the word I was looking for. But then you get kids that go out there and get hurt in the NBA, their career is over. You know, their career is over. So now, they got to go back to school. You know, maybe I'm beating a dead horse. I don't know, but it's my opinion that if you're going to go pro, go pro. But if you're going to come to school, you're mine for 2 years, at least. Some people may think it should be 3 years. 2 years, 3 years. Now, you know, these kids have got to learn the word of commitment. You make a commitment, you need to keep it. If you tell somebody you're going to come take hot ball for their school, then do it. Don't just come in 1 year and say, well, I'm going pro. So anyway, let me know what you think, y'all think on that. I'm taking comments. I'm taking questions on that. So if anybody wants to call in, I'd like to hear what you say about it. So what do you think? Do you think they should impose stiffer law rules? Do you think they should be have a mandatory 2 to 3 year and then go pro? Or do you think if they're going to go pro, go straight out of college? Go straight out of high school? Personally, I'm all for saying if you're going to come, you're going to give me at least 2 years. Not none of this one and done crap. Because it's no fair to the school, and it's no fair to the team, your teammates. It's no fair to the other, you know, it's no fair to the player. So anyway, nice car. I feel bad for Dale Earnhardt Jr. Battery on his car runs out in the last three laps, and he ends up finishing 27th. You know, and he's had a good season so far. Here's your top, the NRA 500. What about the guy that committed suicide? In the infield. At the rate at the NRA 500. There you go, one for your sponsors. National Rifle Association. Guy commits suicide in the infield. It's not funny. But, I mean, it's tragic is what it is. Temporary solution to a permanent solution to a temporary problem. Top 10. Kyle Busch, Truex Jr., Edwards, Biffle, Logano, Johnson, Amarillo, Vickers, Keselowski, Ryan Newman. Looking at the standings, you got Johnson, Keselowski, Busch, Biffle, Earnhardt Jr., Edwards, Kane, Bowyer, Logano, Paul Menard creeps into the 10. Once again, And I'll throw this out. I don't know how many golf fans I have out there listening to the show. 347-326-9073. 347-326-9073. Want to say hello to Goofy Bone in the chat room. Hello, Goofy Bone. Hope you're doing good tonight. Do you think Tiger Woods should have withdrew from the Masters? In case nobody saw what I'm talking about, here's what happened at the Masters. Tiger, second round, Tiger Woods hits a shot, bounces off the flagstick. Bounces off the flagstick back into the water. So Tiger Woods has options. He could have gone to the drop area, which didn't look good. He went back to the original spot where he hit, but he's dropped a couple of rules back. He thought he was, in fair, in all fairness of the rules, according to him. Nobody told him different. Until the round was over, some viewer calls in and says he hit further back than what he originally. There's actually new video now that says Tiger shouldn't have been penalized. There's new video out there now that says he was actually closer to his original spot than everybody thought. But as it turned out, Tiger Woods, they gave Tiger a two-shot penalty. And, he still did good. He still finished in the top five. But, could he have won it? Should he have disqualified himself? There's a lot of people said Tiger should have just bowed out. But he was protected by the rules. Rules said you got a two-stroke penalty. Let's go play. So, let's take a look at the top 10. Adam Scott, he made some major bank, $1,440,000. His caddy got 10% of that, by the way. I want to be a golf caddy. Angel Cabrera, went to extra holes, and Adam Scott pulled it out. Angel Cabrera, Jason Day, Mark Leishman, and Tiger tied for fourth. Phil Jordan Olsson and Brent Snitker tied for sixth. Sergio Garcia, Matt Kuchar, and Lee Westwood tied for third. So there you go. There's your top 10 for the PGA. I wish weather would make up its mind what it wants to do. That's all I'm going to say. One day we're hot, one day we're cold. It's crazy. I haven't been able to look. I can't tell if wrestling is still on.
I don't know.
Till they get rid of that piece of trash. Jonathan Good, a.k.a. Dean Ambrose, I really don't care. All right. Let's go over here, take a look at the MMA. Once again, phone lines are open. 347-326-9073 if you want to call in. Got about 20 minutes left on the show. 347-326-9073. I got a sneeze. Woo! Don't you hate that when that happens? You're about to sneeze and you think it's going to be a while. And then all of a sudden it just comes on. Woo! cetera. Somebody visited to the chat room, doesn't give a name, it just said he also saw the comments by Dean Ambrose, Jonathan Good, and he thinks he should be canned also. Thank you for somebody agreeing with me. All right. Let's look at UFC. As everybody knows, there's UFC on Fox this weekend. Carlos Esparza is going to be defending her title at Invicta FC 6 in July. Featherweight championship match between Marlos Conan and Chris Santos are going to be headlining Invicta 6. Invicta FC 115-pound champion Carlos Esparza faces Ayaki Hamasaki. Also on this card, Beck Hyatt will face Mizuki Inoue. Great stuff coming on. Invicta putting on some great shows. So, you know, they're really trying to get out there and push the women's division. And I think with Rousey, and especially the fight this past weekend between Kat Zagano and Misha Tate, I think that's really going to help out with that. Uriah Hall was in action this past weekend on UFC on Fox. I'm trying to find my results. Oh, there we go. The Ultimate Fighter 17 finale. Let's go. I already talked about that. And Ultimate Fighter Championship looks like this. Daniel Pineda defeated Justin Lawrence with a Kimura submission, 135 in round number one. Maximo Blanco defeated Sam Cecilia, unanimous decision. Cole Miller defeated Barra Palazuski, submission with a rear naked choke. Clint Hester defeated Bristol Morande with a TKL with elbows, 353 in the third. Dylan Andrews defeated Jimmy Quinlan by TKO. Luke Barnett defeated Colin Hart by unanimous decision. Josh Salmon defeated Kevin Casey, TKO, 217 in round number two. Robert McDaniel defeated Gilbert Smith with a triangle choke, 249 in round number three. Travis Brown defeated Gabriel Gonzaga by knockout, 111 in round number one. That's deceiving. I thought that was a little better fight than what that showed. Kat Zagano defeated Misha Tate, technical knockouts, 253 in round number three. Kelvin Gastelum defeated Uriah Hall by split decision. And Urijah Faber defeated Scott Jurgensen with a rear naked choke at 3 minutes 16 seconds of round number 4. Don't let it fool you. I mean, that Zagato fight, that was something. I mean, that's all I can say is that was something. So anyway, phone lines are open, 347-326-9073. We got about 15 minutes left on the show. If there's something real quick that people want to call in and talk about, they are more than welcome. We want to say congratulations to the Farmington Cardinal High School baseball team. Went undefeated in conference play. They defeated the Lincoln Wolves tonight. With that victory, Farmington is the conference baseball champion. So now we start getting ready for district tournaments and start getting ready for state tournaments. And I'm looking forward for Lincoln putting it back, getting everything back together. They've had some good games. Farmington's just got a tough team this year. And so Lincoln, they've had some games where they started out looking like it was going to be tight, but then they end up pulling it out. So don't be surprised to see Lincoln, go somewhere in the district and the regional tournaments. That's pretty much a wide open this year. So looking forward to just seeing what happens. Okay, I'm on my Bluetooth, and it keeps falling out of my ear because I have lost my little earpiece. On one of my many road trips somewhere, I have lost the earpiece that goes over my ear to my Bluetooth. So if it may fall out once in a while, and for that I do apologize. So anyway, well, we got about 10 minutes, so we've pretty much talked about everything there is to talk about. We're still working on getting Eric Stevens with Uncivil War on the phone here within the next couple of days. We're also looking at getting RML Nunnally with High Foot Combat Sports. Gladiatrix Rising is the name of that big event. Going to be coming to Mexico, Missouri. Once again, I'm looking forward to being a part of that show. Uncivil War, MMA, Uncivil War 12 Heroes, Saturday the 27th, Springfield, Missouri, at the Howard Johnson Event Center. And then June, forget the exact date, I believe it's June 1st. For some reason that sounds right in my head. June 1st, we'll be returning to Muskogee, Oklahoma, with striking, Muay Thai, and kickboxing. And sounds like that particular show, every title, every Strike King title is going to be on the line. So looking forward to that one and see what goes on there. So we got about 12 minutes left on the show. We're going to go ahead and kick on out of here for tonight. I hope everybody's had a good time. I know I always have a good time. We'll be right back here tomorrow night. Tomorrow is Tuesday, so we'll be back here. Oh, no, I hope everybody got their taxes and stuff turned in, because that was today. So anyway, we will see you tomorrow right here on the Greg Squirrel Show. See ya. Good night.